Hello.
Can you hear me at all?
I can hear you, but I'm going to go to bed fairly soon.
Yeah, I was just talking to people in Alberta.
Mm-hmm.
And they can hardly hear me at all using the Magic Jack.
Mm-hmm.
That flood that you're talking about, it's directly related. I don't know what I sent you or what you read of mine.
Mm-hmm.
But the... Tomorrow is a big day in your parliament.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, well, it is. Mark Carney takes his job.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I did read that, yeah.
So anyway, last week I was talking to a lot of your parliamentarians.
Yeah, you mentioned that briefly.
Yeah. I was using your Magic Jack, or the Magic Jack before it expired. I think it expires shortly.
All right, okay.
Yeah, but anyway, that said, I was talking to George Osborne's office,
mm-hmm.
the Chancellor of the Exchequer, because he got in a big spit and chew with the outgoing governor of the Bank of England.
Okay.
And the governor of the Bank of England was, in your parliament, I read it, was giving Osborne shit for being in the banker's pockets, you know, succumbing to the lobbyists and all kinds of concessions.
Hmm.
He didn't say nothing until his last days in office, of course. But that said, Mark Carney's coming in, and he is a banker.
Mm.
He used to work with Goldman Sachs.
Mm.
When I was involved with Bernie Madoff.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? He knows exactly what. I pounced on him as soon as he became the governor of the Bank of Canada. Mm. So anyway, I called George Osborne, and then I called some of the opposition that would criticize Osborne.
Mm.
And they kind of dismissed me, but I called a few of them and sent them emails, and then I wheeled around and I called all the independents for Scotland.
Oh, yeah.
And they listened to me. Mm. Said they were busy, but welcomed my emails.
Mm.
And then I wheeled around and I called the Bank of England. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I talked to a number of people in the Bank of England, a woman and a guy in particular. The guy handles the complaints.
Mm.
And I said, now listen. You had an entity called the FSA. He said, yes. I said, it's been subdivided. He said, yes. I said, I know. And now when I send emails to the FSA, they're directed to you. This is your email address.
Mm.
Have you been reading my emails? He said, no. I said, how come? Right?
Mm-hmm.
I said, you should start reading them before Mark Carney takes his seat as your new governor.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Right, yeah, yeah.
Now, what this is about was, long time ago, right, the Royal Bank of Scotland, when times were good, bought an American bank, a Citizens Bank.
Okay.
The Citizens Bank lost a lot of money with the subprime mortgages.
Yep.
That really hurt the Royal Bank, or the Royal Bank of Scotland.
Hmm.
The Royal Bank of Scotland also lost money with Bernie Madoff.
Hmm.
Okay? So anyway, back in, I think it was 2011.
Hmm.
I was fighting with the Citizens Bank and the American representatives for the Royal Bank of Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sending stuff to all the securities regulators, the SEC, the FSA, all of them. Because it's a worldwide banking system. So anyway, this woman by the name of Sarah Chapman, I think that was her name, must have been reading my stuff, okay?
Mm.
And she sent... I didn't know who she was, but I saw from the email I received from the FSA, okay? that she had forwarded my material, both the Royal Bank of Scotland and the Citizens Bank, to the FSA with her own complaint, apparently, which generated a complaint number, okay? And then they emailed me for more information. You understand?
Mm.
So I email them back. What do you want to know?
Mm-hmm.
I call them up and they say, we don't know what you're talking about. I said, don't talk to us. This is your complaint number. You contacted me. Mm-hmm. I said, I didn't generate this complaint number. You guys said I live in the state.
Mm-hmm.
So all that said, that was 2 years ago, at least. Okay?
Mm.
So when they appointed Mark Carney, I was just dying laughing. It was the last winter because I saw people all over London, but even Fidelity, Googling to see what went on between me and Mark Carney.
Mm.
You understand?
Mm.
They were even Googling Mark Carney's email address. It's a French one. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So I'm calling everybody again. I'm going, this is funny. You know what I mean? Shouldn't somebody talk to me? Right? And you understand, years ago, I had an email from Hugh Cameron, the guy that oversees the internet and everything, admitting his knowledge about me and Madoff.
Mm.
You know? But anyway, well, I was waiting and watching, and the time looked about right before Carney took a seat. Right?
Hmm.
And I talked to a lot of people, pissed a lot of people off, demanded to speak to the lawyers. They're all playing dumb. But I'm watching the site meters. They know exactly who I am. I see the financial ombudsman in England checking my work on the internet. I see I see all kinds of parliamentarians. They won't talk to me, but boys, they're wondering. So I published the email I sent them. I sent you the link to it, what, yesterday?
Right.
And as soon as I published it, I saw a whole bunch of people from London going there. I said it caused a little shitstorm.
Mm.
You understand? So anyway, it all links because we all have the same queen. Now, but to just to fill you in, I'm sure you heard of the Council of Foreign Relations.
Yes.
All right. On May 16th, Harper was speaking before the Council of Foreign Relations.
Mm-hmm.
He also went and gave Putin a hard time about shit there at the G8 meeting over in Europe, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was flying pretty high. But anyway, meanwhile, at home, the shit's hitting the fan. It just isn't his chief of staff paying off Duffy, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's all kinds of scandals in the Harper government right now. That's just one of them. Right. So they were going to have their conservative caucus meeting in Calgary when they had the big flood. So they're trying to put the spin on the flood, right? And they caught but anyway, a bigger part of the flood, what's in the news, is in High Water, which is the riding for the opposition to the Alberta government. That's her ride. And they wouldn't even allow her back into her own house or any of her constituents, and yet the RCMP went into all the homes and took the guns. That's a big scandal today.
Yeah, I'd heard about that just now, actually, just an hour ago from somebody.
Now, that's a big scandal today, but there's all kinds of shit going down. And remember I said the Indians up in my stomping grounds here in New Brunswick were going to act bad a couple of months ago?
Mm, I do.
I was right. They've been burning equipment. 30 some of them got arrested already. They've been, cops come under the reservation. They've been chucking beer bottles at the cops, injuring them, trashing cars. There's fucking war here in New Brunswick. I'm loving it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, it's, but at Harper, you know, as far as the polls go, right now, way over 50% of the Canadian public will never vote for conservative again. And Harper, his party is at the same level in the polls as all the other parties, like 20%, 20%, 20%, and 20% undecided.
Mm.
He's going to have to probe Parliament because he's dealing with insurrection amongst his underlings. Like, a lot of them want to disassociate. So he's going to do a cabinet shuffle, let a bunch retire, prorogue parliament, and try to recover. He's fucked. Anyway, that said, Barack Obama, on May 16th, while Harper was sitting at the Council of Foreign Relations, it came out in the news, and I told you about this, about the Inspector General for Tax Administration come out with a report. Remember I told you I knew the guy?
Right.
Remember that?
I think I vaguely remember.
Well, on May 16th, it came out that the Inspector General of Tax Administration, a black guy named Russell George, had come out with a report about Obama using the tax man to torpedo all the Tea Party NGOs.
And I
was just sitting there watching, working, and the TV was on, and the commissioner for the IRS had to quit. And the inspector general did the report, was sitting there in Congress, and Daryl East and everybody going at it. And I look and I go, I know that guy. So I go in my records, right? And this Russell George, he was appointed by Bush in 2004. I have an answer from his office with a complaint number in 2004. I couldn't believe he still had his job years later with Obama. Of course he would use his office to torpedo Obama. He's one of Bush's boys. You understand? It was like unbelievable. So anyway, I sent it immediately to Harper on the very day the scandal broke out about his chief of staff paying off a crooked senator. You understand? And it was like wicked. And then just as soon as that was done, it was maybe a couple weeks later, 3 weeks later, that Snowden guy for the NSA turns up in Hong Kong talking about all kinds of shit, right? So I pounce all over the FBI because I'm going, what the fuck do I do with these wiretap tapes? Sell them on eBay? And all the Yankee feds just got their knickers in a knot, man. See, that's a big scandal, too, with Obama, because his NSA has been taping the world. It just came out in the news today. How many hits in Germany alone? A couple of billion?
Right, yes. Well, whatever. I don't know, but it's...
Yeah.
You know, well, we know what they're doing.
Yeah. Well, if you look at Canadian news this weekend, the parliamentary budget officer come out with his report, and the Conservative government, which is supposed to cut big government, had increased it exponentially, but never mind that. It's what he increased, right? And it's like what I've been bitching about for years, but they finally reported it. Remember, you've heard me go on and on about the CSE. I told you they're more powerful than the NSA.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, well, it said how much more people they hired and how much more money they're spending and how much more money was spent on prison and prison people and spin doctors and nothing to do with running government, but for a police state. You understand? And anyway, it's out on CBC, and it's a huge scandal that like Harper's fucked. But at least it's now in CBC that Harper is basically creating a police state.
Yeah.
Understand?
Yeah.
Because like once you're down, everybody will put the boots to you. Now CBC wouldn't say a bad word about Harper for years. But now that he's so low in the polls and everybody else is saying shit, now they're saying shit. They're whores like everybody else.
Yeah.
Right? But at least they're saying it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, have you ever talked to anybody in the party yet?
Nope.
You really should talk to them and share my emails with them. It's good time to have some fun. You know, you don't have to explain my actions, just forward the emails. You know what I mean? And like some of the people in England that you know, especially up in Scotland, must have some of these MPs for their own MP. Now they can ignore me because I'm not a constituent. Right? But if you know somebody that's a constituent of theirs, they can print one of my emails and walk in their office and go, who's this loony? Right? He knows a lot about the new governor of the Bank of Scotland. Small wonder Scotland should separate from England. They're all fucking nuts in England. So anyway, the only ones who listened to me were the Scottish guys, and I kind of liked that. You know what I mean? And they're talking about separating from England, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, one of the things I was trying to ask you yesterday is tomorrow a holiday in England?
No.
Good. Because it's a holiday here. It's Canada Day.
All right.
And I didn't know if it was a holiday or not. That's one of the things I wanted to ask you yesterday. But I think I'll abuse the magic jack again tomorrow just as Carney takes his seat. I hear all kinds of talk about Carney on Canadian media.
Mm-hmm.
And for instance, before I left to come over here, the Canadian media is talking about what poor shape your country is in economically.
Mm-hmm.
It's stale, no economic growth. Apparently, your snobby crowd of bankers and stuff like that look at Carney as an outsider, which definitely is because he's not of higher birth. He was born way up north in the Northwest Territories.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the first governor of the Bank of Scotland is not a British citizen.
Ah, right. Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah. And anyway, a lot of people in your government did not appreciate his appointment.
Hmm.
So I think he will have his nest of detractors. And I want to talk to them. So as soon as I'm aware of them, I'll be on the phone to them.
Mm.
And I suspect once he takes a seat and I get reading your media, I'll get an idea who I'm going to talk to.
Well, if that's the case, then your magic jack is running out.
I don't know. You got control of my account now.
Let's see what it does.
I know it was killed there about this time last year.
Mm.
It said it was June, July that it was killed.
Let's see if it still remembers the login for this. Ching.
Because I think you've got control of the account now.
Well, I just gave him the password. I didn't...
I thought... All right.
Oh, crikey. I can't even remember. Let's just see if it... No, it's not there.
I haven't even looked at it, but I just remember it was last June, July that somebody hacked it.
Yeah, I know. I remember that well because I topped it. I topped it with some more credit.
Yeah. I was just looking for a month, and you gave me a whole year. Right? You paid for it for a whole year, and I was just grateful just to have it activated for the month.
Yeah, well, that's all right. I'm just trying to remember, because do you know what email address you got it registered with? Because I haven't got the password details here that I can remember.
Oh, I think I know.
Because you told me it before.
I think it's myson333@yahoo.com.
Okay, let's just try that. .com. And what was the password? Can you remember the password?
I'm going to guess Danny Boy.
Let's see if you remember that. Let's try that. Yeah, that looks like it's... That's it.
That's it?
Yeah, I'm in.
I'm one of those sinners that uses the same password with damn near everyone.
Let's see where it's viewing your ad. Please, right, it ends on the 26th of July.
So it's within the month, it's dead, right?
Yeah, both. Your phone number expires and the subscription expires. So let's just see.
How much is it? $25 or something?
It's $30 for 1 year. That's for the number. fishing.
That should only be $15.95, and they changed the deal somehow.
Yeah, well, I think they probably gave you a... They probably gave you a...
When I first got it, I could use it for 5 years for $69.
Yeah.
I renewed it a couple of times for like $15.95.
Right.
And then all of a sudden they said my phone number's no good, and I said that don't make sense. I've been using it for 11 months. but somebody got in and hacked it is what happened.
Yeah, they could have sort of knocked your renewal date backwards or whatever they did.
Well, no, because they did more than that. It was a Fed that hacked it because. Once you reactivated it, I downloaded my phone logs. Every call to Washington, D.C. was gone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Every call to every police department was gone. Like, when the police call me, they call me on unlisted numbers.
Mm-hmm.
When I called them, Magic Jack would record the date and the time I called that number, right?
Right.
And they were gone. It was unbelievable the records that were deleted, and as soon as you activated it, right, at about the same time I'm getting this call from a cop who said that I had called the head of cyberbullying for Canada 30 times.
Oh yeah.
And I called him once. I couldn't even use a goddamn magic jack. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I sent him my phone log and have a look, and I didn't call anyone. You could see, right? And definitely didn't call anyone 30 times and didn't call him at all. But I said to the cop when I sent him the phone log, I said, more importantly, how come my calls to your police department aren't there either?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I knew it was a Fed who hacked me. You know what I mean? Because why else would they get rid of 202 numbers, which is Washington?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know as well as I what's up.
Oh, yeah.
But that's just an act of desperate people, right?
Oh, yeah.
But what I did lose was proof of contact, but I still have my emails.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, but I won't keep you up. It's late, but yes, there's lots happening. Who's that Randy guy that informed you about here?
Oh, he's just somebody on my email list. He's a bit, you know, he's not that up on things. He's a bit, you know.
Is he a Canadian?
Yeah, he's in Canada somewhere. I don't know where. I sent him some DVDs one time, and because when people get DVDs, I've got a little tick box on the thing, and they can... I can add them to my email list, you know. I only send out two or three things a week, something like that. Not many.
So. Well, if he wants to know more, just flip an email and tell him to send me his contact information. And I'll fill his ear.
I don't think he'd get it. I mean, some of the stuff I've sent him, he doesn't get. I just came across this Calgary cloud video, which was extremely weird, and. I've seen similar things before, so I'm very skeptical that some of these weather events are politically timed, you know, which is rather odd when you think about it.
Oh, yeah, the flood they had in Calgary, if they had weather control, they couldn't have picked a better time.
Exactly, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and it happened a few years back with the cyclone that hit Myanmar. That was about going back about 5 years.
Yeah, but the most politically interesting thing that happened was the head of the Wild Rose Party, they wouldn't even allow... It was the only community in Alberta.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't allow the people back in, and the cops went through all the houses, and they wouldn't even let her in. And they wouldn't even allow her into the emergency headquarters, even though it was her town and her riding.
Mm.
Her leader of the opposition. And the RCMP deemed it upon themselves to break in houses and steal guns.
Mm.
It's too weird.
Very, very odd.
It was kind of like they were trying to engineer the more need for law enforcement because mm-hmm. too many of us crazy Canadians love our guns.
Yeah, well, you know, we've seen similar thing happen with the Boston bombings and...
Well, that's the other thing I was telling you is the boss of the Boston FBI
mm-hmm.
made him famous over those two kids that put the bomb there in the marathon.
Yeah.
I pounced on him. I was calling his office and everything because it was the Boston FBI, you know, that made these tapes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the boss of the FBI in Boston I had a huge war with years ago. Now, that guy is long gone. His name is Ken Kaiser.
Mm-hmm.
But my troubles with the FBI began in Boston. But anyway, I've been to the FBI office many times. I've even been down in the bowels of their building, deep in the basement where nobody should be. Anyway, all that said, this new guy who got famous over this latest event, he's retiring right now. His last day's office is tomorrow.
Mm.
So he took a big job with some big company for security, right? Some big oil company. It's going to be head of the security or something. And he's just a young puppy. He's in his early 50s. He's a long way from retirement, but he's retiring. Anyway, so I pounced on him a couple of weeks ago and the U.S. attorneys because Whitey Bulger's trial's going on about these damn wiretap tapes. And then I took on a bunch of FBI offices and a bunch of U.S. Marshals office, and I even called the Inspector General of Justice, Horowitz. I even called Eric Holder's office and reminded them I was all paying attention. So that got the Yankee feds all pissed off. It was too much fun. But there was a bunch of fuck you, fuck you's going on between me and the feds. I was teasing the U.S. Marshals in New Hampshire. That's a long story in itself, but I made sure they remembered me because I had a huge war with them in 2003 when I filed three lawsuits in their court. Anyway, I sent all this stuff to that FBI agent that's retiring 3 weeks before he's retiring, and God, you wouldn't believe how many people checked that email when I like, they're all playing dumb on the phone. I send them the email, and then they're Googling to find the email. They won't talk to me on the phone, but they want to read this shit. You know what I mean? And one U.S. Marshal in Iowa had the same name as the U.S. attorney that's prosecuting Whitey Bulger. Oh, one more big piece of gossip, and good gossip will sink ships. Remember years ago I said the Bernie Madoff matter involved me and a lawyer having to do with Martha Stewart, Dora Bockenheimer?
Vaguely, yeah.
Well, she was the SEC lawyer that dropped the ball with me in New York having to do with Martha Stewart and Frank Quitrone, you know, the Swiss man in Boston. Okay. That and other things made me have a look at Bernie Madoff, and then I started collecting dots. But it was when everybody was Googling Dora Bockenheimer that I took an interest, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I said, what do people care about me and Dora Bockenheimer after all these years? You know what I mean? And then when I found out she dropped the ball with Madoff, I got curious because obviously the feds knew something I didn't. And it took me a while to connect the dots to Madoff, but it did. All that said, Obama just appointed James fucking Comey to be the next director of the FBI. I'm dying laughing. James Comey, I crossed paths with Martha Stewart and Frank Quitrone. He was the U.S. attorney, while Dora Bockenheimer was the SEC lawyer. I've been quoting James Comey for years. Because James Comey, when he prosecuted Martha, he was just a young guy. He was like early 40s. He was a U.S. attorney in the Southern District of New York, right? Same place, Elliot Spitzer. I introduced him to Elliot Spitzer and everything. He knew about me and Spitzer testifying at the Senate Banking Committee. He knew everything. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And when he's prosecuting Martha Stewart, he makes this big statement as U.S. attorney. It's all about lying. right? So I'd always use that expression when I was sending letters to all these uppity-ups, saying Comey says it's all about lying, and he's the biggest liar of all, right? Because right then, in 2004, he was appointed Deputy Attorney General of the United States of America. So basically, he's the guy that runs the show, because Ashcroft is just a figurehead, right? Mm. And him only in his 40s, right? And he replaced Larry Thompson as Deputy Attorney General, who went to work for Fidelity as General Counsel, for Christ's sake. I'm all over them like a dirty shirt. You understand? That said, Comey doesn't last in a Bush administration long, because as Deputy Attorney General, he comes to the defense of all the U.S. attorneys that Bush suddenly fired. Now, I was involved in that because I had sent my material to all 94 U.S. attorneys, and many of them answered me, and I was torturing them. And I think some of them were nervous because they'd answered me in writing and signed it. So anyway, he went against Bush in the defense of these U.S. attorneys. I'm all over them. He exits stage left, and he goes to work for some big companies. I forget which ones, but some big ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's making a scene every now and then. And then he sits there at some university as public whatever. You know, getting a big salary as a professor, but doesn't profess it. He's just there. Columbia University, big university. So anyway, he's just laying there waiting, and Obama appoints him director of the FBI. Well, he's yet to be sworn in, and I'm all over him like a dirty shirt. But it's like wicked fun. I know people are listening to me because as I'm talking to these deputy marshals, right? It's hard to talk to an FBI agent. They're such pricks. But the FBI, the deputy marshals, some of them will talk to me. And they'll try to argue me, saying, not my job. And I said, wait a fucking minute, buddy. I said, if you watch enough Wild West movies, the U.S. Marshals were around long before the fucking FBI. Right? You both worked for the Justice Department, and you have if more power than the FBI if you want to exercise it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They're the U.S. Marshals. You know what I mean? Now, the FBI was created in the 20s. Like, the U.S. Marshals been around for hundreds of years. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, they got a lot of power, and they both work for Holder. They both report to the Attorney General. So does the sin guys, alcohol, tobacco, firearms, they all report to the Attorney General. They got a bunch of feds that all report to one guy.
Mm.
They all report to Holder. And see, the U.S. Marshals hate the FBI. The FBI hate everybody. Everybody hates the FBI, right? The IRS don't work for anyone, right? And then you got the Treasury Department. You got more goddamn alphabet agencies that all hate each other, right? It's too much fun. Like, in the Secret Service, used to work for the Treasury Department. Now they work for the DHS. And the DHS have their own federal police force, believe it or not. It's just, there's more feds running around, right? And they all come out to play in Boston when that bomb went off. They were tripping over each other, huh? And meanwhile, they couldn't catch a kid that was bleeding to death hiding in a boat. And the kid was actually using his smartphone sending messages while he was hiding in the boat. They couldn't track that phone?
Right, yeah.
Huh? Do you know who found the kid?
No.
The guy that owned the house. noticed some blood marks on his boat. Went up, lifted up the tarp, and seen this kid near death. Him looking all over Boston, him laying there in the backyard. It was like wicked. It's like stupid, you know. But that Claire Coon, that girl that preached Judy Wood stuff.
Versed it, yeah.
She she goes on and on about this shit, eh?
I haven't heard her talk about that. I just, you know, just steer clear of those people because there's something wrong with them. Seriously, wrong with them.
They look for conspiracies. Sandy Hook, Boston.
Yeah, well, they just, whatever good information there is, they'll just fuck it up and screw it over. So that's why I steer clear of them.
Yeah, well, I don't pretend to know the first thing about that stuff.
No, well, I don't really, not that, but I certainly know that by listening to them, I won't learn anything. You know, so.
Yeah.
Or I've got a risk of learning something which is totally wrong, basically. I might learn something, but I won't know whether it's right or wrong. But anyway, David, I'm going to, it's 20 to 1 here now, so.
Thanks for listening to me.
I'm going to crash out now, I think.
I get a chance, I'll flip you some emails relevant to Mark Kern, Bank of England.
Alrighty, well, good luck with any calls and attention and hell that you raise.
I got a couple of thousand minutes on that magic deck, so I might as well use them up.
Huh? You got a few more now. I'll speak to you later.
Oh, what you do?
I've renewed it for you, sir.
Thank you, kind sir.
You got more playtime.
Do I?
Yeah, should have.
I figured I should use them up while I had the time.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to go to sleep now, so I'll speak to you soon.
Thank you, kind sir.
No worries. Bye for now.
Bye.